I gotta ask, this is a quick one. I gotta ask, what's the realistic money that you can make as a truck driver on the road? And the guy said, can I make $100,000? Guys, you get these people who say you're going to do 3,000 miles a week. Do the math on 3,000 miles a week, okay? First of all, in trucking, once you pass 70 hours, you have to recap. Okay, so that means you're going to have to stop until 12 midnight to get some hours. Now, sometimes you can get your recap going really well, but eventually your recap's going to get fucked because all those times you had to wait usually is what sucks up a lot of, what fucks up usually your recap. So eventually you are going to have to stop. You're not going to make 3,000 miles that week. The realistic reality of trucking is it's like 40 to 50,000, 60,000. You know, some people can get up above that if they're in specialized. That's what you're looking at. Get out of that fantasy shit. You're not going to do 3,000 miles every week. Anybody who tells you you're going to do 3,000 miles a week, understand, when you're doing 3,000 miles a week, you ain't happy. Because you working your ass off and you running and you ain't eating nothing but the shittiest food possible. Two, right, your ass is barely making them runs, right? And you ain't stopping to go to no bathroom, right? Back to the misery. And three, right, if you doing those kinds of runs and you going through all that shit, you ain't going to be able to keep that up. 3,000 miles a week is a grind. It is an unnecessary, ridiculous grind. You want to have it where 1 week you might do 3, 1 week you might do 25, 1 week you might do 2,000. The key thing, get you experience and then go to a company that's doing something where you can do those kinds of runs and make the money you need. Then it won't make a difference if you get some nice realistic miles that you don't have to be fucking miserable on the road. Because that 3,000 miles a week will make you fucking miserable. So, anyway, truckdriver101.com. You see I'm trying to post a video just talking about trucking every single day. And I just wanted to talk about that because I get the question all the freaking time. And I always get these, because it's in all these ads for lease purchase contracts. It's in all these dumbass ads, right? You read them, they'll say, oh, 3,000 miles a week. No, you're more like 2,500. It's realistic. And another thing, when you time your trip out about 55 miles an hour, especially rookies. Right, you got experience, you want to time it out faster than that, that's on you. But if you don't want to be miserable, if you want to stop and pee, if you want to stop and get something that's not trash to eat, if you want to have, you know, a conversation for 5 seconds, you know, if you just want to have a normal run where you don't feel like shit at the end of the day, right, time yourself out at 55 miles an hour. Timing yourself at 60, 65. The only way you're going to do that is if you avoiding construction. You know, it's summertime. Ain't nothing but construction. You know, you got to... Everybody's trying to push themselves to this limit just to get them miles, 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 miles. Man, if you want money, first get your experience. Then focus on going to a place that's paying you really well so you don't have to run ridiculous. This is why I always talk about doing dedicated. So you don't have to do that shit. So you have to overwork yourself because you will burn out doing it, right? Anyway, guys, Truck Driver 101. 3,000 miles is some miserable shit. Get you something like 2,500 miles a week and find a company that's paying you reasonable where you don't have to fucking work ridiculously hard to get enough money to live on. Two, right. And time yourself out with real speed. Not the optimal speed, the speeds you wish you could make. Don't get me wrong, sometimes you are going to be able to get 65 all the time, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to run into construction and you're going to slow down. You know, 55 miles an hour, 2,500 miles a week, that's what you want to do. And yes, you can be a top driver and do very well with that. Remember, you don't want to be your dispatcher's bitch. You don't want to be the guy who gets all the shit run at the last minute load, right? You'll be the dude pissing in a bottle with a fucking urinary tract infection, right? That's on your health, right? Fuck that shit, man. Run realistically. 3,000 miles. I mean, don't pay attention to that stuff you see in ads. Right, you looking, a good week is 3,000 to 2,500, and then the rest of the week is going to be like 22, 23, 2,400 miles. Go to a good company, and you won't have to deal with that bullshit and kill yourself behind that wheel. TruckDriver101.com.